Hey there, everyone. Thank you for joining me again. This is your host, Brandy J, Voices of Courage. And again, we have another segment of with the Council of Christ. And today I have with me a very, very special friend by the name of Bria Jordan. Hey there, Bria.
What's going on, sis? Peace and love.
Peace and love. Thank you for joining me. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. I'm excited to be here, finally to give my testimony, you know?
Yep. And a great testimony it is, probably the best testimony of anybody ever experienced, have, or hear. So yeah, most definitely. So Bria, so for you, you are a part of Council of Christ. And you have had the honor, we both have had the honor of hearing and meeting the Messiah, right?
Yes, but I haven't met Yaji yet. So, you know, it's in the works, in the plans, you know.
Yeah.
Work in my schedule here.
That's what I love about him, is that he will come to you, and it makes sense to me, right?
Absolutely.
Right, no cloud, right? He's not coming from a cloud, so we got to make that clear to the people. Stop looking up, but we'll get into that in a minute. So, Bria, for you, before you even knew anything about Yaju, what was it like for you? Were you like heavily indoctrinated? What belief systems were set in place for you?
Well, I wasn't indoctrinated. I just was doing my own thing, going with life, trying things, experiencing. But I was always looking for the truth, you know. I just didn't know that when I ran into the truth, this is what it consists of. So my mind was blown out the park completely. I'm like, wow. So yeah, it was pretty huge for me.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Yes, it is huge. I'm still kind of like in shock. I'm not shocked, but like, I still don't think I'm grasping all the way what's really happening here. You know what I mean? I am, but I think when it gets, closer to, you know, being lifted up and everything, it's going to be like, wow, this is like historical.
Yes, it's truly gonna hit at that point.
Yeah, most definitely. But this, and then I recall, didn't Yaju say something about this will be the age that, you know, this age here, right? Because, you know, so many people that obviously that passed away, they didn't have truth, but they still had some concept or some, they thought they would meet, you know, the Christ or something. And they, you know, he didn't come in their time because nobody knew. And then voila, here we are.
Right, here we are, you know. It's unfortunate that a lot of people are dying without the truth, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah. You know, those that are alive and can see it, are blessed to have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, you know. It's a beautiful thing, it truly is.
Yeah, it is, really is. It's sad so many people died thinking that's the only way they were going to ever see him. And I tell you, that crafty council, I don't know. But, you know, I know you when you listen to, you know, Yaju and stuff, it just makes so much perfect sense, right? And it's like, well, I remember hearing heaven on earth. That always stuck out to me. I was like, what's heaven on earth? And then I was like, why do we have to die? Why would he give us this beautiful, you know what I mean? You know, X out all the crazy people doing crazy things to one another. But if you just take time out to look at the world, the place around you, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And I was like, why would he have us here? But we have to die to, like, so this is hell? You know what I mean? Like that, the disconnect, right. I didn't get it.
Yeah, I feel you on that. You know, I remember asking a lady one time at the Being in the Truth, I'm like, so we got to die to get to heaven? And she said, yes. I said, wow, that's a bold lot of tail. A bold lot of tail, woman. But okay, have it your way.
And so, okay, now that you say that, because look, when you think about it, and let me tell you, it's so easy, because I know I've been there, we all been there, how we don't really follow, think, right? Because in order for you to do that, to know that, you would have to have died and went to went to heaven and seen him.
Exactly. Have you died and went to heaven for you to know this? Like, tell me something. I'm missing out.
I tell you, that critical thinking is important.
Extremely. But it's crazy because at a point in time, we probably did really have those thoughts that we had to die to get to heaven. You know? Yep. It's part of the lies and the deception that they gave us, you know?
Yep. You'd be like, why would your pastor lie? You know what I mean? And it's like, of course this is, you know, this is, because especially like if you're like raised in it, you know, you kind of just like, okay, this is what it is. And if you never step out on your own to question things, because you know you're told not to question stuff, or curiosity killed the cat, they always have these sayings to make you not really question things.
And exactly. And I've always been the one to question things,
right? And it makes perfect sense.
I need to know.
Yeah,
you know, make it make sense,
right? They want to tell us, though. They don't want us to want to know. They want to tell us, and then that,
right,
that'd
they want to tell us with no understanding of nothing, just tell us and we just do it.
Exactly. That is crazy. So what was it like for you? Like, when did you in the process, or like when you heard Yaju's voice, like, did you know right away? Like, what was that like?
Oh boy. Well, for starters, I had met someone that was dating my cousin. His name is Dier. He's part of the Council of Christ as well. We was just chatting up one day, smoking, vibing, talking about life. And, you know, that's when he told me about Yaju Judah. So, you know, he was telling me all these things. And I'm like, you know, this is just hitting on point for me, you know. So he tells me about Yaju and I look him up. This is around the time of August, September of 2022. So last summer. And once I looked up Yaju, you know, I got to watching and listening to some of his videos, and I just, it made me so warm inside. You know how you get that feeling when you listen to somebody talk and you just like, ooh, you know, like, this is resonating really, you know, really tough. So when I was listening, I'm just like, man, I didn't really have nothing to rebuttal with, you know? So it wasn't like I was watching the videos like, all right, let me see if this line up with what I think. You know what I'm saying? Granted, it resonated with me, but it wasn't nothing that I could really fight for real. So, you know, I just listened and listened and listened. I watched multiple videos and I was just like, oh my God, like, yeah, this gotta be him. It's got to be him. Nobody is talking like him. Nobody is saying the things that he's saying. And he's given the understanding and the clarity so smooth, you know? Like, if you ever gotten the chance, if you go back to when, back to, like, his first few videos, you can see the growth in him from where he's at now. And it's just a truly beautiful thing to, you know, experience and have to, and be able to go back and look at and just keep getting that understanding, holding on to that truth, you know. So when I listened to Yaju, I truly listened, and I continue to eat from the lamb, the sacrificial lamb, you know. A lot of people struggle in that department, but it was truly a great feeling, amazing feeling.
Yeah, very much. Yeah, and you're right. Like, when it resonates, and like when it makes it, you know, nobody's heard it before, but you just know, right? And that's why he says you have to get the understanding. So when I give you the understanding, that means you're going to understand it, right? And so many people won't even listen to get the understanding, but you're not going to get it, right? You don't have it because you're not understanding it. You're still not getting it, so you don't have it. And you probably could if your intentions or your heart was in the right place.
You know? Yeah, people don't listen to understand. They listen to respond. I can't tell you how many times you've witnessed it yourself. How many times y'all do would be talking to somebody, and in the middle of him talking, they just start talking, or right. trying to, you know, rebuttal it with something, or, you know, and it's just like, man, you're not even, you listening to hear something. You right. have selective hearing. That's what you got going on. You not
trying to listen. Hold on. I'm like, dude, let him finish.
Yeah, you know, if you just let the man finish his full thought on saying what he has to say, then you will understand, but you have to listen to understand.
Yeah,
that's what a lot of people not doing.
Right, their intention is not to listen. They just want to be right, right? So they don't even care, because they want to make sure that he know that they're right and he's not. Versus, let me see if this man could be. They don't want to. They want to shut him down, and that's why they cut him off as soon as they hear something like, "Wait, hold on." He never does that, and I'm wondering if they're gonna catch on to the behavior, like his meekness, how he is, and why.
Yes.
All this time he's been doing this, he has never flipped out, never got disrespectful to any of them, and been the same since. And that doesn't even stand out to you at all whatsoever. Like, he doesn't do that. But yet you say you're a man of God, or you're Christ, but you sit up in here calling people niggas and F you and F that and F that. And like you're not even referencing, you're not even coming in order, or even, you know, damn sure you don't have any meekness in you. So I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. That right there, you know, they definitely come with hidden agendas.
For sure.
It ain't nothing that's new. It ain't nothing that's gonna stop. It's gonna continue to happen, you know. It's probably gonna get even worse than what it's like right now, you know. But you
prophecy.
Know prophecy, exactly. It's written.
Yeah, it's a trip written. Too. It's like watching a show. You're like, oh shoot, I know what part this is.
Exactly. It's like, oh shit, it's getting right. real. It's getting real.
I'm like, yo, they say they know the word, they in the book, right? And I'll be tripping, like, oh, don't you see what's happening? Because you're sitting here, you're piercing them, you're laughing, you're not receiving the word, you're being rude. Some people can be like, I don't know if I need some time, or say no, and still be polite and respectful. But these people be like going in, being nasty and funny, making fun of them. Ooh, that's something else going on there. That's some demonic type of something you got going on up in you.
They be disgusting. I'd be like, oh my gosh, why?
Right? I'm like, man, I wish you could look at yourself. It's just like, ugh. I still can't believe I'm watching this stuff, right? But we are.
Exactly.
I'm a little piece of me is like, not scared, but kind of excited, scared. I'm still a little bit like, is this really happening? But I know it is. And then I'm all like, yes, it's going to be over soon. A lot of different emotions. For you, when you found out, Rhea, everything was a lie, because I kind of was already onto the page of things not being the way it was in this world before Yaju, just by looking around and then just being skeptical. And then finding out you lied about Christmas and everything else. So why wouldn't you lie about other things too? You know? But I know that a lot of people aren't going to handle it well. And some people didn't when their whole world was kind of like ripped from them. And that's why a lot of people don't like to hearken or anything, because they know what comes. They probably are scared to let go of what they did know. Did you have any, like, did you cry or did you have any emotions when you were told all these things?
Absolutely not. Absolutely. You know, I felt like you did. I was kind of on the verge of just believing that everything was a lie, you know. And I've just always been like that, you know. Anything dealing with the government is fake, you know, not real. So, you know, when I heard that, you know, the holidays too and what they really meant, you know, that made sense as well as to how they turned them into lies from what the true godly feast, you know, are or were, you know. So it didn't really hurt my feelings none at all. I was kind of already down that road, like, all right, shoot, it's false, it's a lie,
right? Yeah, most definitely. I started at a young age, and I don't know where it came from, when I was just automatically like, I don't trust these government people. I don't know where it came from too, but I read the government, like the government books that they're supposed to teach you in school, but they didn't. Learned all the president's amendments. If I didn't read that, I would have never known any of it, but I was just really interested, and I just knew I didn't like them. you know, like I thought they were just not for us, but, and I yet don't know, my mom wasn't no activist or anything. I was like, I'm going to be an activist, and still didn't know why. But here I am, and I'm that girl. Little enough. Wow. So what about you? Do you have any, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, anybody like in your family, because I know some people, they had like friendships lost. Family members didn't want to talk to them anymore. And it's crazy, right? You would think like, really? Because they stopped believing, like with the masses, stopped thinking what whatever, you know, they started thinking on their own versus going with what they've been taught. Did you get any like type of heat for stepping out?
At a point in time, yes, I did. You know, it's very unfortunate a lot of times, but you know, I learned everybody got their role in this prophecy, and some people they just don't understand, but you know, they will understand, you know, very soon. So it was a little sad at first, but then it's like, yeah, I quickly got over it. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like, who's next? You know what I'm saying? Because it's just, that's just what it is. And that's just how the cookie's crumbling for real. So, you know, so yeah, I have my moments, but you know, I just keep on moving on for real.
So are you the only one in your family and in your flock that, that has had the opportunity to hear the voice?
Pretty much, yes. You know, I've tried putting people on, you know, I tried, you know, telling people, hey, you know, check my man's Yaju Jude out, you know, and some of them, you know, they just, oh yeah, you know, I'll get to it, you know, I'll see about it, you know. And some people, they just straight up deny it, you know, no, I'm good, you know. So I don't really get much positive feedback from the family, but like, you know, when I try talking to strangers about it, it kind of goes a little better. I tend to get somewhere with them versus with my family. So, you know.
Yeah, family's always going to be a tough one.
Yeah, definitely a tough one. But, you know, it's cool. It's cool.
Especially us being the black sheep. I know that we all have that in common, too. We all have that. We felt out of place, like you're the like different one. Nobody understood you. Like, yeah, it's crazy. So I already knew what to expect, and I'm still like, struggling with it a little bit, you know, because I don't know, just I guess this is just how it's supposed to be. Like they said, not everybody, many will be called and only few will be chosen. So it's not for everybody. So I don't, still dealing absolutely with that, what that means.
It's definitely not for everybody at all, you know, and that's just what we got to keep telling ourselves, you know, because I mean, that's the truth. It's just not for everybody, you know, so. We got to hold on to it and make it do what we got to do, you know?
Yeah. Very true. Very true. So what do you think about the youth, right? Because, you know, obviously we're here on Earth. We're not going to be going up in the sky. So there's going to be no magical stuff. It's going to be pretty realistic here. What do you think for them, right? Because for them to get it, I don't know if they're hearing. I know I heard Yaju. I was with Danny one time talking to this very young kid. I don't know how he stumbled upon in there, but he was very, very receptive, and he was kind of like getting it and moving along. And I was just thinking, like, how's that work with the youth? Like, because, you know, you have your parents, the ones that won't receive or are not receiving, and then they have children that won't receive because of their parents. So what happens there? And then will it be the ones that parents did receive, you know what I mean? Like, how is that gonna work? Because, you know.
You know, I often ask myself that question too, you know, because the youth, they watch and listen to everything we do and we say, you know. So I ask myself that question too, but there is a scripture in the Bible, I'm not too sure which one, but it talks about these being elementary teachings. So if these is elementary teachings, you know, this is something that a child can understand.
Yeah.
So if a child can understand this, why can't the adult understand it?
Exactly. You
know? So, you know, it's kind of a tough situation, but it's definitely worth whenever you run into kids just to tell them about it. You yeah. know, they'll be receptive to it versus a grown person. You know, I think it may be because, you know, we've
more indoctrinated, huh?
Yeah, basically. Yep. We've been yeah. away from our father's ways for so long versus children. They're more so closer to the father's ways, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a trip for real.
It is.
For everything that I've witnessed so far, it's like, man, you know? It's like, man, this is serious. This is like, really going on right now.
Like, people know, get this, y'all not seeing this. Oh, man, you tripping.
Like, man, this the best. I mean, what else you want to watch right now besides this?
Exactly. But look, that's the reason why
they created right now.
Right. That's why all this stuff goes on. Because that's why they created these things. So for this very moment right here, so they exactly. people would be distracted and wouldn't look around them to look for the Messiah. You look in the sky, watch TV, do this, do that. We're so caught up in the world.
Exactly.
Vain imaginations. Maybe we keep feeding them with these different things we allow to be, you know, seen and imaged in our heads and what we partake in and the words we spew out. And it's like freaking crazy. Freaking crazy.
It's ridiculous. The amount of things that I see people on my Facebook timeline talk about a day, it's like, oh my gosh, y'all just don't know what y'all missing out on right now. Like, are y'all seriously talking about what a man should be doing, what a woman should be doing? Like, y'all gotta worry about yourselves. Y'all gotta know who y'all are. Y'all gotta exactly. know which role y'all play in this prophecy. You gotta figure some things out within yourself, you know?
Right.
So
we're trying to talk about that. Like, you don't even know what you're talking about because you don't even know who you are right now. It's like we've been lied to.
They don't know. Some people, they kind of be on a borderline. Like, they know of some things. Like, they in the area. They just got to go to the Son of Man, you know? Yeah. They got to find which house he in, you know?
Yeah.
Basically.
I can get that. A little, like, you know what I mean? They don't know. Some probably like feel like they're going against, you know what I mean? And they don't want to, you know, they kind of straddle there, or some like don't want backlash or people to, you know, so all kind of feelings that come with it. Or some just really don't know. And they like, cause you know, they know the lies and deception. What if this is that's why they always stuck on. He said, many will come in my name. I'd be like, yeah, Dodo. So therefore, if there's going to be many come in his name, somebody got to be real. So how you going to know that? You're right. So focused on who's not real. How you know? So how you going to know if he is? Because you're so focused on that. You're not it. So I guess, well, who's that leaf? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and look at him. There he goes. Apologize.
Exactly. Every eye shall see. Every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess. That's facts, and that's the truth.
Yep. Yeah, that's amazing. I'm just happy. I'm always someone, because most people will probably look at us, right, and say like, oh, we're gullible, or you're just believing stuff. But that's not how that works at all whatsoever. Because our journey, we weren't just, you know what I mean? We're skeptical. I think we all were seeking. That's what it was. We didn't just stop and just sit there and be like, I'll take this one right here. Your heart or whatever it was got you. Desire to still find, even if I didn't know what was going on, what I was looking for, I just knew that wasn't it, you know. And so it's not like I just believe anybody that you know popped up and said, oh, I'm blah blah blah. It's like, no, that's not how that freaking works, you know. I think I was very blessed to be one of the ones that she knew it was. It's just the way it happened. I knew it, the way Danny swooped in like a ghost or something. I don't know what it was. Like, he just like out of a some kind of magical shit that happened. I was in my clubhouse room on accident, one of my little rooms, and I was like, let me mess around here early in the morning. And all of a sudden, here comes Danny. Hey, ma'am, can I talk to you? What the hell? You know, and I was just listening to his voice. And I said, okay. And then, yeah, so they can tell me. I don't just go around believing anything anybody say. I know it's supposed to happen.
Exactly. I feel the same way you do. You know, there's been times, you know, like I said, I have been searching for the truth. And some of the things that, you know, I would hear other people talk about, it's like, okay, that sounds good, but I don't know if that's necessarily true. You know, it's just this feeling that you get sometimes, you know, you just know that discernment, you know.
Yep, the discernment. So,
but when I heard y'all do speak, I said, oh, shit. This player right here.
Right.
He sees somebody. He got it going on. You know, and I just kept listening to his videos and it just made more sense. You know what I'm saying? Then after watching and listening to him debate other people and the questions that he would ask them and the answers that they would give. And it's like, man, they don't stand a chance. You know?
Ever. They never do. They get more mad every time.
You know? It's a beautiful thing to watch.
Yeah, and they ain't never got him not once, ever, never. Ever. Just try to talk over him and just and then start being disrespectful and shit. They ain't got nothing.
Being petty, childish, acting like kids. You know, like come on, man, be a grown man. Just talk to him. Just talk. Keep it real.
They be in there emotional, don't they? Be you know the ones that be like, well, you keep talking without talking. Though you said I could talk, but you said I could talk. I be like, bro, like you really pressed over there because he's not letting you talk.
You gonna waste time going back and forth about making the statement, or you just gonna you know get to it? Like what's going on here? So it'd be a lot of you know BS going on, but always. Y'all Jew stays focused.
Yeah.
He stays focused and does what he needs to do, and that's defeat the devil.
Yes,
kill
him live. I know exactly what he's doing because he picked the perfect one because I'll be like, that was me. I'll be getting mad sometimes. Like sometimes I'll be like, I gotta get out of here because if they start talking to him like crazy and saying mean stuff,
I'll be seeing you in the comments. I'll be seeing you.
I'll be like, I hope I'm not doing too much, but I can't help it. Dude, I just be trying to
like,
say,
look at this, Brandy. He didn't got heated up. He didn't got fired up.
They're so rude. I don't like disrespectful people. And then you're talking to, you know, they say, be mindful of who you, you know, who he or how you speak to people because you never know if you're entertaining an angel, you know. And it's like you're talking to the Messiah. Well, this is the one you say you've been waiting for, but little do you know, you're over here piercing him. Shoot.
All the way, 110%. And they just, you know, whether they know or they don't know,
they gonna know.
That's for sure. That is for sure.
Oh man, oh man, oh man. Did you ever used to hear that though? Like, you know, like how they say where there's some truth that where lies there's a little bit of truth, where some lies, little truth, little you know, lies. I know that like the sayings and all that stuff I heard in church was some bull, but there were bits and pieces that I heard that was like, okay, you know, and I remember like heaven on earth, even though you probably didn't explain it correctly, but I knew that just alone stood out to me. And then what else was to say? That crap, went away is a good one too. When he comes, okay, I'm just gonna let it come back to me, but like some of the stuff I would hear, I could now knowing what I know, I could still say, okay, that registered, but it's very minimal, not much, you know? Like God is good. Like, yeah, right about that. That's good. But like a lot of stuff, come as you are. Did you ever hear that one?
Yes, come as you are.
That wasn't in the book, was it?
I couldn't even tell you. I know though when my old pastor, when he would say that, it usually would be when he's trying to get people to join the church, you know, telling them to come as they are, you know, everything's all right and all that stuff.
Yeah. Will a man, what do you say? Will a man rob with God? Is that how you say it? Would steal from God?
A man, all these men are robbing God. A robbing God and making money off of him with these lies, deceiving people, these false prophets. Yeah. Man, it's a cold little war out here. It's a cold old world here, you know, and that's what I keep trying to tell people. You know, this World War III is not anything that's really of the physical. It's all of the mental, you know.
And that's the thing. That's what the World War III was, this one. So this is the actual, so I know they kept, everybody was talking, like, especially when COVID, like the second year, like I was thinking too, like it was going to be like how they keep pushing the people are just going to lash out and blah, blah, blah. But it was this here, spiritual.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is they are lashing out still. They lashing out still. Just on a spiritual end, they wilding out.
Yeah, that is true.
And very a lot of people, they can't see it, you know. But some people do know that it's some weird, freaky shit going on. So, you know, at least that's a start to something, you know. Like Yaju says, you know, you can't just be woke. You got to be awake, you know. Shoes on, ready to go out the door, you know.
Okay. Ready to go.
That's really how you got to be now, you know. Yeah, that's the truth. Being woke just ain't enough, you know.
It isn't at all. I don't even know what that even means anymore.
Right? Like, what is that for real? You know,
it's like a trend or something. Like, I'm woke. I know stuff. No, well, obviously you don't, because you still sitting here eating that shit, doing all that other stuff. It's a whole mindset. It ain't always fun. It's not a fun time either. It's a whole. You just your blinders. You know, you get those blinders removed from your, you know, and then you can't go back. And you're just like, whoa. Like the world is like, sometimes people stay safe in their dumb, like their world, and because so they don't have to deal, right? So they're kind of like in this dumbness. And then when you are one that has that those blinders removed, you don't look at the world the same anymore, and it kind of looks dull or not exciting, because it's like, you know, I don't know if you have that feeling, like, you know, the evil that lurks around. You know, some people just walk around and it's not even registering their mind. You're like, people are, this is that hell. You know, this is that place with the monsters and the things that you thought were on TV or that you told it under your bed. But it's like, no, this is world, man. People are out here taking kids, doing things, killing, and this. Yeah, like, so being woke, I don't know, but it still ain't all what cut up to what it's supposed to be. You know,
kind of takes your innocence out here.
Yeah.
They is going real crazy. It's like, man, like you said, kidnapping all these kids. Like, man, every day I see just hella kids just missing. Just that's scrolling on the internet. Just like, dang. Mm-hmm. They is really out here just taking these kids, you know, getting people involved for a little pretty penny.
Right.
Like, man, that's all it takes. These kids is innocent out here, you know. They just gotta being
be a special type of person, though, right? I guess you'd have to be a really effed up person. I don't know.
Bad spirit. Person that needs to be saved for real.
Right.
Because you was out of line completely.
You had said something earlier, right? And you talked about, you said, when we were talking about how the kids, how they receive it better than the adults, and that's probably because they weren't heavily, like, you know, we had been out of, you know, touch with the Father and learned all these things, right? And they probably haven't really tampered with the Bible too much. So would that, you would say, would be the difference between us and them, is that they don't have, it was that book, right? Because if so that makes them closer. So if we didn't have that book, would we have felt anything? We would have been closer to them, but without really knowing, right? But we that book was what screwed us up and created all this craziness, this division that people say is their religion and that it's going to save us. But we never really needed that book to be the people that we are today. Like, I realized that, like, after I met Yaju, I sat back and I was like, I didn't do a lot of church. I didn't do a lot. And I barely was in the Bible. I felt guilty for not being in the Bible. But every time I opened it, I was just felt like I needed help, or I fell asleep. It made me yawn all the time, like, literally. So, you know, I was thinking, you know, I would say a really good person, a kind heart, loving, and I didn't get that from the Bible. So where did that come from? So it had to have been something already within us that he gave us, right?
Yeah, that book definitely messed us up. it just wasn't something that we were supposed to read. You know, I honestly never really read the Bible for real as a kid or even in my younger days. You know, I did try a few times, but when I tried reading it, I was like, oh, no, nah. Like, I didn't understand what I was reading for right. real. Like, I kind of grew, I'm not even going to say I grew impatient. It's just, it was one of those things where it was like, I kind of already knew that I wasn't going to know exactly what was going on in this book, you know? So when I tried to read it, it was like, all right, I'm just not going to do this, you know?
Can't get through it, huh? I know I could. I felt, did you feel guilty though? Like, I know I'm supposed to be getting close to God. I know I need to be in this book.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
That was
our thought process, you know, like we got to read the book to get closer to God, you know, and that's just false. That's
nowhere false. Said that. Nowhere said that. That's crazy, too.
No, nowhere in the book does it say that you're supposed to read the book to get closer to God. You're supposed to listen to the voice, listen to the chosen son of man. That's the door that you go through to get to God. You can't meet the Father without meeting the Son. That's how it goes.
It's crazy because it's like, okay, you sit there and read. Because I like, we just explained how it was for us trying to read it. So what the hell was they thinking when they read it? They just had it all figured out. And I'm just like, nobody even told you any of this stuff. You think it'll be that simple? I feel like a little insulted. Like, and it's not even me, but I feel like it's an insult to God to think that you can even be on that level where you can just open up a book and know him and go off and teach. What do you even learn? Like, how? I didn't understand. When people was going off to these schools to go be pastors and stuff at my church, I was like, what do you learn there? I need to see this place. Like, what is it? Like, how do you go to school to it just didn't add up. Like, there's no school that's going to teach you. I knew that part. I knew that much because it's like, how do you know, like, God, you didn't talk to him. Like explain yourself.
I had those same questions. Like, how do you just go to school to become a preacher? Like, how do you just go to school to become a pastor? Like, how do you just do this? Like, doesn't it have to be some type of rules to this? Like, this is something serious.
Right? Like, shouldn't God be there or something?
You're doing something. You're leading people.
Right.
Shouldn't it be some type of special rules to this? Like, this shouldn't just be something that people have all access to. Like, exactly. Man, I think there's been a rumor about, I'm not too sure how true it is, but Lil Boosie supposedly is supposed to be like a minister. And I'm what?
Whoa.
Boosie, badass? Like, come on.
Hold up.
Like, I mean, no shade towards him. It's just, look, think about what he raps about. You can't play both sides.
Okay, Boosie, badass. Is he the one that did some time? That's the one that, he
went to jail.
Okay, yes. Okay, him?
Years. Yeah.
He's preaching. He's always drunk. Sorry, Boosie. Now, this is fact. Just saying.
I'm going to have to look into that. I've seen it a few times, so.
What?
As far as, you know, supposedly.
What are you going to be preaching about? He be cursing all the time. I mean, I know I curse sometimes, too, but I'm just saying,
yeah,
like.
Definitely. I use profanity from time to time. I used some on this interview. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me.
Oh, man. But I mean, I don't know. I do really want everybody to, because I'm excited because if I stopped off and had a pit stop with the Israelites, and they had me thinking for a minute, you know, like white folks and stuff wasn't coming. And I was just like, I don't feel right about this.
I got white students.
I got white kids from students. I was like, they can't come. Like, what's going to happen? And then it didn't make sense for you. I said, so all we went through, and you think that that's what we're going to turn around and do to, or like, they can't, or they have to bow down to it. Like, it didn't sit right with me, what they were saying and stuff, and saw the aggression and stuff like that. So to find out God just said it's for everybody, I was like, that's what's up.
Them damn Israelites, Hebrew Israelites, they the worst. I remember the first time, I heard about them. I got a cousin who is, I'm not sure if he still is, but he might still be. He's part of IUIC. And, you know, he was telling me some stuff. This was like maybe about two, three years ago. And he was, you know, sending me some information. And, you know, I'm watching videos, I'm reading stuff, looking at stuff. I'm like, oh, dang. You know, so they kind of got me for a second. But then I just fell off of that, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't really, like, get too deep into it. So then when I started listening to Yaju, I said, oh, so this is what the real spill is. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, wow, truth defeated those lies that they gave me, you know? So.
Right, right. Yeah, I was totally thrown off by them too. I was totally blindsided. Like, I would sit there and I would listen to them go back and forth with, like, Christians, I guess, would say. And one thing I could say about them is that if they knew what they was talking about and they knew they weren't supposed to be reading it, let's just say that it was just a word book, you know, words. They knew their scripture. Like, go to Hebrew, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? They practiced that, you know, but they just didn't have no understanding with it. And, but they had me for a loop and just to someone right. Because I was like, I thought we was Bible studying. And then you telling me, go get the apocrypha and do this, this, and that, read this. And I'm telling you, I need you. And then you're not, like, where are you? And that kind of said it to me, too. You're just going to leave me alone with this thing? Like, I thought this was supposed to carry me through, right? So, yeah. And I was just like, those little things were stood out to me. Like, this isn't right. What did I need you for in
those
the first
place? Lies they be putting out be terrible. The way they terrible. Be talking about white people and trying to flip the script on them, and they just be talking a whole bunch of babble. That's all it is. They usually the loudest ones is the weakest ones, and they some loud mofos.
I can hear them all the way. They'd be at the corner, like way up blocks and blocks away from where I live right now. You just hear them out there yelling so aggressively. I'm like, you're going to scare people away.
Right.
I'm terrified.
Like, chill, bro. Relax. Calm down.
But you notice something? You notice how, like, in certain settings, like, say for us, like, our people, right? We'd be, I mean, some of us can't even just walk down the street or something or take a sandwich in the house and you get, you know, right? But you see how these fools be on the corners and stuff and be loud and aggressive, possibly scaring people if nobody said that, right? It's probably because they like, yeah, keep spewing those lies to your people. So just
great job. They can keep on blinding us, trying to blind us. Keep
That's
us blind.
Right there. Oh man. This game is wicked. Man. But I do appreciate you for coming on and you know, sharing your thoughts and your experience, because, I mean, like I said before, people be trying to say we're a cult and stuff. I'm like, no, we people just like you. You know what I mean? And, I mean, you can have it, too. That's the great thing about this. Everybody can have it. And why not? It's the best news you're ever going to get.
Absolutely. You know, it's the truth. The truth conquers everything. You know, God is real. You know, one of the biggest things that I had to struggle with was my sexuality preference, you know, and liking women. You know, I had to sacrifice that, kill that, you know, to get in line with the Lord. And, you know, it's been a battle, but the Lord gave me understanding as to why. You know, it was something that I always heard growing up, but didn't nobody really explain it correctly. You know, they just saying it's a sin, and it's not even a sin, you know, it's just out of order, you know, so it doesn't give life, you know, and that's very understandable, you know. So I know there's a lot of people, especially with the trans community, they're gonna struggle with this one, you know. But I mean, hey, you made that decision. You know,
yeah,
you chose what you wanted over what God created you to be, and that's unfortunate, you know. But I'm still in great standing because I am not
right,
and I will not. So, you know, I'm just blessed that I'm getting another chance to get this together correctly.
Yeah,
you know, and to really know the Lord, you know, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Yaju Judah.
Yes. Man, just love the way that sounds. Yaju Judah.
Yaju Judah, the Messiah. So yeah, people got to check him out.
Yes, yes.
You'll never have to check him out.
It'll be new to your ears if you never heard them before. I promise you, Pastor Gino and Kitty and all them, they've never said any of this. I guarantee you, because they're speaking words that they don't have the understanding of. And Yaju, it's the understanding. He's the word in flesh. He was the only one that was going to do this. And you could be listening to it and also be able to ask him questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Ask him questions and he'll answer. You know, I think it's just how people think he should answer to them.
Right.
That plays another role into, you know, some situations. So, you know, you just got to empty your cup. You got to empty your cup of what you know of God and just listen to the voice.
Listen, don't be asking him to do no miracles. Don't ask him to do no miracles. Okay?
And don't be asking him to pay your rent and help you out with your phone bill and come on. Shoot, he in the same boat as us.
Okay.
He, you know, he doing this thing like us. He trying to make it do what it do just like us, you know, raised among men. He's going through the same things we going through. Shit, man, probably even worse, you know.
Oof, he telling. Man, oh man, chose the right vessel though, very much so. Very much.
Absolutely, indeed. Very meek, humble man. Like you said, he don't get frustrated, angry with anybody, you know. That's just him. He keep it real, you know. He already know what it is. He already knows what it is. So there's no reason for him to get upset.
Yep.
It's already happening. It's about to be done. About to be a wrap. Boom.
Ooh, look. And just speaking of that, Sister Bea, can you do the listeners a favor and let them know what's up with this UCC1 and this petition that they need to so kindly go over and look at?
Okay, so the petition, you guys need to go check it out on www.yajujudah.com. It's a petition to get our artifacts and our land back, and you know, from the Siege of Magdala in 1868, that was the invasion that the Roman Empire had on the last emperor, King Tetros II. He was the last emperor of Ethiopia. So, you know, they did an invasion out there and took the holy scrolls, our artifacts, our land. They even took the emperor's son and they took other people as well, and it was just something that was terrible that was done, you know. So you guys need to go check that out. And as far as the UCC1 document, that is a trust fund where all the other nations within the world have put together to give over to Yaju Judah. All he has to do is sign it, and everything is his. You know, it's already written. It's already been put together. It's already typed up, ready to go. Yaju Judah just got to sign it, you know. So check out that petition, you guys. Sign it. Share it to everybody. Support your brother. He is putting his life on the line for this, okay? This is for us, by us. Nobody is going to help us get out of this situation. We got to do it ourselves. So support our brother. He's doing everything that he can do, and he is succeeding. We taking off. Okay? So definitely sign a share petition and look into the UCC1 document. I'm trying to remember. I'm not sure if I have a link for it, but I'll come across it in the page, the council page. And
yeah. I had one up here, but I don't have it on my screen. Like, I was messing around with it the other day. I didn't even think to copy it and put it up here. So I'll probably try to get it in here later. See if I can get it into the screen, like after I edit or something. And put it in, I'll put it in like the, if I can't do that, I'll just put it in everybody's, in the bio of the show notes. And then they can see it there too.
Oh yeah, that'd definitely work.
because I know everybody's not walking around here with no UCC-1s, and there's a certain type of document that it is on paper that shows you it's legit. So that should show you that's nothing you're going to ever see anybody else with, ever. He's right. A real deal.
Right. That's a real deal official document. That's not something that you can just go to somebody and say, hey, can you type this up for me? No, that's not that.
Nope.
You know, it has to be for you. And it's for Yaju. So he gonna sign it. And everything is gonna be marvelous. Mm-hmm. Once he judges the Roman papacy, he goes before them, and then they're gonna expose themselves of everything that they done.
They started already. Have you been listening to them? It's like they were apologizing for being a part of. Yeah, a few days ago, I think it was last week, they were on the news and they were telling people that they're sorry, but they were a part of helping the Europeans colonize and, you know, like do all that they were doing. And it was like we already knew that, but okay. You kind of put two and two together. And I guess many didn't, you know what I mean? But it was like, come on now. But yeah, they've been telling. I've been watching it happen. Yeah, I don't even do the news, right? But I cross things, and I'm just like, they've been like, these, like, you know, the normal person, the average person wouldn't catch it. But I'm like, oh, there it goes right there. Like, certain things they'll be talking about, I'd be like, okay. But yeah, they had the nerve to apologize for that shit.
Dude, they got to. They got to reveal who the real stars on Earth are, you know?
That's true.
They got to introduce Yaju Judah and the real stars, and, you know, they gotta tell them themselves, you know?
Yeah. That's the moment when people are going to really get it, because they probably still don't get it. As they're telling them, they're probably like, what are they doing? What's going on? But when they see Yaju, then they're going to really get it, like, oh, shit. Yeah, right. They lied to you.
They're going to be like, that's Yaju Judah. You damn right.
Now, what you call him again last time you talked to him?
Right.
Shoot.
All that mess people be talking, it be crazy. But it's going to be a beautiful day. It truly is, you know, to see him in his glory.
Yes.
I can't wait. I'm a little nervous, you know, because life is about to change. You know,
I don't know what to expect. I'm just like, oh my goodness, I wasn't prepared for this.
You know?
I need to prepare for it, you know?
So it's just something beautiful to witness and be a part of, honestly. Yeah. So blessed to be a part of it and witness it. Like, it makes me smile, you know? I think about that every single day, like, man. And I see what everybody else be doing. I just be like, man, y'all just don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
Y'all just don't know what's going on right now.
I think we crazy. I'm like, no, you're crazy, because you really, like, living in this world, like, it's the shit, the thing to do. You should run as soon as you get a clear, you know, path, or even a little bit, just run, like, get out of it. Isn't that what we all wanted? Shoot, get me up out of here.
They rejected without even hearing it, for real.
Now that's the true definition of insanity.
Indeed. Shit. You know, it's terrible, because it's something beautiful to hear.
It is.
The sweet song. The new gospel. You know, so I don't know what folks be on, but shoot, I know what I'm on, so I'm good. Shoot.
Me too. All we can do is just do what we do, right? And many will come, some won't, but we just keep doing what we do. And, you know, you never know. Ones you didn't think that was, you know, turn around. So I'm optimistic and very hopeful. I mean, look where we got to.
Right.
But I do have a little treat for us on our way out, everyone, okay. Listeners. We got some Yaju Judah spewing his wisdom and his understanding on us. And so I would like to say thank you to Bria. And you're always welcome back here if you want to hang, talk about something. And thank you for sharing your testimony.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'm so honored. You know, it was an honor to do this for Yaju Judah, to spread this message and to get this out to people, you know, let them know that the Messiah is here. Christ is here amongst the people, you know, having burdens just like us, you know. He defeating the devil.
Yeah.
And restoring the priesthood of God. That's what he's come to do, you know. All praises to Yahju Judah and the Father.
All praises to Yahju Judah and the Father. All right, guys. Well, let's go ahead and get a few. I think it's probably like a good minute, 1 minute or two. And then till next time, this is your girl, Brandon J, and the lovely Bria Jordan. All right, let's watch some Yahju Judah.
Now, here's a few, well, prophecies being fulfilled. They was going to crucify Christ and take his garments and cast lots. Now, when you take Christ's garments, you take his information. You don't take the devil information because that's the lie. You take the truth and you distort it. That's what the devil does. Now, one thing about God, God does not run. The devil hides. God will be in the open to let everyone see. So when you see these brothers, you know, on these social media streets, tell them come holler at the one that's talking to everyone in the opening. Because the truth is as bold as a lion. You know, now one thing about the devil, you weren't going to take his garments and cast lots. You weren't going to stab him in the back. You were going to stab Christ in the back. Now, Christ ain't stabbed nobody in the back. But I got proof, you know. Now, God is also not the author of confusion. I had one message since I started. Why has their message changed?
Yes, everybody. Definitely follow the link. Check out Yahju Judah. And until next time, it's your girl, Brandy J. Peace.